It's Morning Edition on WIOL. Good morning, I'm Brian Moline. Choirs from Vienna, Austria, and the University of Illinois will come together for a concert this Sunday night at Krannert Center's Folinger Great Hall with Sinfonia da Camera, appropriately titled Voices Unite. That's the Webern Kammerchoir, a choral group from Vienna, conducted by Johannes Heimitzberger. They're on the University of Illinois campus this weekend for a performance with the U of I Chamber Singers Sunday evening. I spoke with Chamber Singers conductor, U of I Director of Choral Studies, Andrew McGill, about this concert and how it came about.
So about a year ago, I got a call from a former alum, actually, of the University of Illinois, who's involved with international touring performing arts organizations. And he mentioned that this extremely fine choir from the Vienna Conservatory was going to be in the United States this time of year. They'd been invited to be one of the major performers for a convention of choral conductors that'll take place in Chicago next week. Mm-hmm. And so they were interested in finding collaborative opportunities leading up to that, and had heard great things about the choral program at the University of Illinois and wanted to explore that. And so that was the beginning, and everything fell into place, for which we're really grateful, and now we're here.
Sure, and the selections, a nice mix of American composers and a famous Viennese composer, and Schubert, of course, as well. How did you go about picking the program for this?
Exactly, and so the conductor of the Webern Choir, Johannes Heimitzberger, and I had some discussions with another conductor also from Vienna, who's a former conductor of that choir, Alois Glasner, and we started with the idea that we wanted a program that was about unity, about coming together through the power of art. And so one of the pieces that seemed obvious for one of that is the Bernstein Chichester Psalms, mm-hmm. which was a piece that he wrote during the Vietnam War era. And it's very much about the struggle to come together at a time of conflict. And so particularly the final moments of that are a very beautiful setting of a text about how beautiful it is when people come together in unity. And so this seemed like a great beginning point. And once we'd chosen the Bernstein, it seemed pretty clear that we wanted to have some Viennese counterpoint to that. Mm-hmm. So after talking about through, you know, and there are a lot of great Viennese works for choir and orchestra, but we settled on the Schubert Mass in E-flat, partly because it's so beautiful, partly because it's so rarely performed in the United States. Mm. And it was a piece that both Johannes and I sort of our eyes lit up about getting a chance to sink our teeth into. And then the last piece of the program was just that the American half was slightly too short with only the Bernstein. Mm-hmm. So we added a wonderful piece by John Corigliano, a living American composer, called Fernhill, the beautiful Dylan Thomas poem.
What are the challenges with a show like this where, of course, the Viennese choir there, as we're talking here on Wednesday, they'll arrive Thursday afternoon. Mm-hmm. The concert is Sunday. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of time to get everybody integrated together. What are some of the challenges with that?
Sure. Well, obviously, each choir has been working a lot independently over the last couple of months, and so hopefully we're both ready. I think we are. And in some ways, although it is a challenge, it's one that we're used to facing, that it's fairly typical when choirs and orchestras meet together that we end up with about two or three rehearsals and then a show. So it's about the length of time we'd normally get to collaborate with Sinfonia. The added piece will be putting another choir together with us. And there is, logistically it's quite tricky because they'll arrive tomorrow afternoon and we have our first rehearsal that evening with the orchestra. Mm. And typically choirs would have two or three rehearsals on their own to put things together. So the first part of tomorrow's rehearsal, in fact, will sort of be running two rehearsals simultaneously, that I'll be working with the orchestra while Johannes works with the two choirs together. So at least they have a chance to sort of get to know each other musically before they're thrown into also absorbing what it's like to be with the orchestra on stage.
That was the U of I's Andrew McGill talking with me about Sunday evening's Voices Unite concert, which starts at 7:30 p.m. in Krannert Center's Folinger Great Hall. You can also hear the Viennese Choir in a special performance Saturday evening at 7:30 at the McKinley Presbyterian Church in Champaign. The U of I Men's and Women's Glee Clubs will also perform in this concert, which is a fundraiser for the UI Chamber Singers to travel to Vienna next year. It's 49 degrees at 7:50, and this is Morning Edition on WILL.